This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius beginning Tuesday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India's relations with Mauritius are rooted in shared history, culture and very strong and robust people-to-people ties.
Our relations with Mauritius are of course rooted in shared history, culture and a very strong and robust people-to-people relationship that goes back several centuries. Mauritius is also one of our key partners in the Indian Ocean. It's a close maritime neighbor. It was in Mauritius in 2015 that Prime Minister had articulated Vision Sagar, a security and growth for all in the region, which underscored India's commitment to the Indian Ocean region.
Mr. Misri said Mr. Modi has been invited as the chief guest at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India is looking for a good trade agreement with the US to promote economic growth and ensure smooth supply chains. She also said that amid a growing global tariff war, India will have to move smartly to guard against possible dumping of goods from countries that are facing higher US tariffs. At the same time, India will protect the interests of domestic industries that rely on affordable imports, Ms. Sitharaman said. She was speaking at an award function in Mumbai yesterday. India and the USA are negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the aim of doubling trade to $500 billion by 2030. India has condemned the act of vandalism at a Hindu temple in Chino Hills in California. Responding to a media query, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the ministry has called upon the local law enforcement authorities to take stringent action against those responsible for the vandalism. The ministry has also asked for ensuring adequate security to places of worship. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar was admitted last night to All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi after complaining of uneasiness. Sources said that Mr. Dhankar is currently in a stable condition. Former Odisha Cabinet Minister Ananta Das passed away at his Bhubaneswar residence in the early hours this morning. The 85-year-old BJD leader was battling prolonged age-related ailments. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of the former Odisha Chief Minister. In a social media post, President Murmu said the veteran BJD leader worked for the people of Odisha. She also extended her condolences to his family and friends. In cricket, India is set to face New Zealand in the summit clash of ICC Champions Trophy 2025 this afternoon. The highly anticipated title clash is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India, who remained undefeated throughout the tournament, aimed to secure their third Champions Trophy title. India's previous triumphs came in 2002 and 2013, and this final offers them a chance to settle some old scores against the Black Caps. With both teams eyeing the coveted title, fans eagerly await the thrilling title clash between two cricketing giants. Cricket fans across the country and abroad have expressed their unwavering confidence in the victory of men in blue.
पहला आशा तो ये है कि इंडिया जीतेगा बहुत दिन बाद ट्रॉफी उठाएगा चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी का तो पहले बैटिंग करके अगर स्कोर लगा देंगे स्कोर बोर्ड में तो न्यूजीलैंड के लिए थोड़ा डिफिकल्ट हो सकता है विराट कोहली अच्छे फॉर्म में है रन कर रहे हैं इधर आपके हार्दिक पांड्या और आपके केएल राहुल भी अच्छा खेल रहे हैं
मैं आशा रख सकता हूं दैट इंडिया कैन विन मुझे लग रहा है कि न्यूजीलैंड भी टक्कर देगा बट अगर इंडिया अपना बेस्ट देगा तो आज चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी इंडिया के हाथ में होगा
अच्छा मैच रहेगा कॉम्पिटेटिव मैच रहेगा दोनों टीमें बहुत अच्छी हैं उनकी फील्डिंग में वन प्लस पॉइंट है न्यूजीलैंड के पास और इंडिया का बैटिंग
In a series of successful joint operations, Indian Army and Assam Rifle soldiers under the Spear Corps have launched a large number of operations in the hill and valley districts of Jiribam, Tengnompal, Kakching, Ukhrul, Imphal East and Imphal West of Manipur yesterday in coordination with Manipur Police, CRPF, BSF and ITBP. The operations resulted in recovery of 25 weapons, improvised explosive devices, grenades, ammunition and other warlike stores. These coordinated efforts by security forces highlight their unwavering commitment to maintaining peace and security in Manipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.